USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. And the base of the world's largest tree has been wrapped in fire-resistant blankets to protect it from a possible wildfire. The General Sherman tree in Sequoia National Park's giant forest, along with some other trees and structures in the area, were wrapped this week in the face of a fire moving into the giant forest. The Colony Fire is expected to move into the area in the next few days, though its movement had slowed down on Thursday and Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are slowly regaining confidence in the economy. Tim Berg has the details.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The survey noting consumers still expect the least favorable economic prospects in more than a decade. The survey's chief economist, Richard Curtin, saying high prices for homes, vehicles, and durable goods are keeping buying attitudes near record lows.
And when the United Nations General Assembly meets next week in New York, the body will take world leaders at their word that they've been vaccinated against COVID. The president of the General Assembly said in a Thursday letter that attendees will be required to be vaccinated to attend the gathering, but said that there won't be any process to verify whether or not they have. The policy coming to comply with a New York City vaccine requirement for convention centers, which it said last week that the General Assembly would fall under. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. In a separate vote, the panel unanimously approved recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. Dr. Paul Offit is the director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and a member of that FDA advisory panel. He tells CNBC why he voted no on boosters for the general public.
Well, I think what we were being asked to do in part was to do what Israel was doing, which is to just offer the vaccine generally for people over 16 years of age. But the data that are generated in Israel, we think, are at variance with the data that have been generated in the United States. We've had a number of studies done here showing that the vaccine the protection against severe disease holds up. It's held up through the Delta variant. It's held up for all age groups. So protection against serious disease is still excellent with the vaccines that we use here. Secondly, we wanted to test the water with one foot. I think, if you have a problem, which is in this case, that there is a waning of immunity and you have a solution, which is in this case the booster dose, why don't we just target initially the people who are most likely to benefit, which are, as Meg said, those over 65, those who have certain health conditions that puts them at high risk, or those who are at highest risk of catching the virus because of the nature of their job.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.